Hello.
Hello.
How you guys feeling?
So if this football thing doesn't work out, are you going to do stand-up comedy?
Possibly.
Okay, someone's really slow. Finally got it. I'm going to hurt myself.
Looked it up.
He looked it up.
That's a good one.
Just looking at the, well, first of all, I guess I'd asked you last week about, you talked about the recovery. You were wondering how you would recover. Mm-hmm. First time being pounded in a year. How do you feel? How's the recovery going?
I feel pretty good. Neck is still a little sore, which, you know, I assume that, but overall, you know, my legs, my body, it recovered pretty well.
How do you feel? I mean, did it feel good to get that one under your belt, to get some work in, to maybe knock rust off if there was any, but just to get that experience?
Yeah, it felt good to get out there and get some live action and, get some full speed looks and things like that when it comes to protection and run plays and, out the gun and, being back at home as well. So, my body got broken, mentally, and it was challenging and it was good for me as well. So, just look to improve and be better this Sunday.
Do you look at this week as almost just like a reset after throw out Monday night?
Yeah. Yesterday I was walking around, I had a frown on my face. When I'm mad, you can see the wrinkles up here. I had those wrinkles all day yesterday. Just mad for no reason because we had moved on, but I just couldn't move on that quickly. The reset button has been pressed, and I'm always locked in on Detroit and focusing on, making sure we get our first, win at home.
Adrian, will you ever talk to the coaching staff and say, I want to shoulder more of the responsibility, give me some more touches, I'll make sure that we get in the direction we need to go?
If it really got to that point, then I would. Like I say, I have a lot of trust in Coach Turner and what he's going to, ask of us, So I still voice my opinion, to him as well. We'll see how things, flow this weekend.
You think maybe they abandoned giving you the ball a little bit too early because in the third quarter the game was still somewhat close and you didn't get too many?
I don't want to talk about it. That's in the past. Offensively, defensively, we all play terrible. So I'm moving forward and focusing on Detroit.
How different the defense is Detroit without Ndamukong
Suh? Still a solid defense. They're not the number one defense just because of him. But he was a big part. But they still have a solid defense up front. Good guys coming off the edge. So we got to make sure that we keep those guys away from Teddy. A good set of linebackers. They play good as a unit. So we got to come out and on fire and making sure that we're prepared for whatever they bring at us.
What do you think it's going to be like Sunday to finally get a home game at TCF after a year of waiting? I guess. Are you looking forward to finally being at home and playing in front of those fans?
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be exciting. Fun running out that tunnel for the first time and, have my family up in the box and, some out watching the game as well. And just to have that experience of playing at home for the first time, outside. So I'm looking forward to it and, it'd be even better if we walk off the field with a W.
How much family do you have?
How much? I got like 13, 14 tickets, so... A lot.
You've never actually played on that field before. Do you think that'll be strange? Just knowing that's a home game, it's a new environment.
It'll be different, but I might play on dirt. It's still football, So, but it'll definitely be different playing out there at the stadium. I've always been a spectator the times we have played on that field, so I'm looking forward to it.
How many games have you been to there as a spectator?
Preseason was three.
Yeah.
I mean, the ice bowl when it was harder to rock. I'm glad I didn't play that game. Three.
As a running back, how are things different when you have to scoot into the shotgun as opposed to being under center? Is it the timing, the angles, kind of all of the above? I mean, can you kind of explain how things different when you switch from one to the other?
It's kind of all of the above, you know, especially, you know, for me, because I'm just, I try to get there, you know, even when I don't try to get there, I get there, you know, so, yeah, man, just being patient, you know, and with the angles, with the offensive line, making sure that they're able to get to their, you know, handle their responsibilities in the run play, depending on what run is called, you know, just really, really being patient and then exploding, you know. So with that, it comes down to making sure that your alignment is right, you're being patient, you're reading it quickly, and then you're responding quickly as well, you know. So, you know, we've been getting a lot of reps in the gun since, you know, OTAs, and I think, you know, hey, we'll continue to get, you know, these looks in the game with live action. So we'll just be able to improve as a unit, being on the same page.
Do you think you're most effective, maybe though not in the gun, when you're, you know, 7 or 8 yards back and kind of running downhill or whatever?
That's, you know, of course, that's just easy to say because that's how I've played my entire career. In high school, and Louis, you know, I've taken handoffs off the gun before, but, you know, yeah, that's an easy answer right there.
You talked about patience last week. How do you think you did Monday night, just trying to let things set up in front of you?
I felt like it was just an okay job. You know, I only had like 10 carries, and it was kind of, you know, spread it out, you know, here and there. But watching the film, I think on a couple, you know, I wasn't patient enough. On some, I was, you know, patient. But, you know, I just look at those things and try to improve, and that's what I've been doing this week, you know, preparation, just making sure that I'm focusing on, hey, being more patient when it's time to be patient and hitting the hole when it's time to hit it.